It's time once again for Webcomic Action News with news anchor Hitch N. McGetalong.
I'm Hitch N. McGetalong, and now for today's top stories.
Today's top story comes from the popular animated webtoon HomestarRunner.com. Rumors that Homestar Runner had gone to Mexico to have arms surgically installed were proven to not be true. It was discovered that Homestar Runner slept through the month of June. Homestar Runner was quoted as saying,
"Ha! I slept through June!"
In order to keep such an unexpected hiatus from occurring again, Homestar Runner gave himself a severe warning.
"Now, what's this I hear about two of you guys sleeping through June? I'll let it fly this time, but June sleepers will not be tolerated from this day henceforth."
In related news, HomestarRunner.com character Strongbad spent his vacation doing the coolest mid-air spemail check ever. Unfortunately, none of it got recorded.
"Oh, come rap! What am I, your dad? I can't believe I pulled the old mass stop when you think you're mashing record and mass record when you think you're mashing stop routine on myself."
In room for one more today, Dr. Smith Jones Brown, the mad scientist who has taken up residence somewhere in Fry's mansion, was severely mauled by a herd of angry dairy cows. The doctor is said to be in critical condition, and no one cares. When asked what prompted the attack, one of the dairy cows replied,
"You try being surgically altered and forced to give milk 24 hours a day and see how you like it."
This reporter declined to do so. Dateline, Castle Horsetooth. The Archduke's wizard is still searching for a cure to the mysterious ailment which continues to plague the knights. As a stopgap measure, the in-castle quack doctor has been prescribing a steady diet of ashes for the knights. Also at Castle Horsetooth, scandal rocked the first annual horses gardening competition as Judge Morrison the Bat discovered a gold ring left as a bribe on one of the buds of a rose belonging to horse Yzma. Further investigation revealed that Yzma's knight Kayson had also stuffed the flower of a competitor into his pocket. No one knows whether these events are linked to the recent sickness causing knights to fall down onto their faces. However, an egregious pun is expected. It was a scene of total ordinariness at Webcomic U today, as absolutely nothing of interest happened. No, nothing at all. When asked about this boring day, one of the students quipped,
"Actually, that's not true. Floyd managed to stuff 27 sausages up his nose."
"Floyd doesn't have a nose."
"I know, but somehow he managed to do it anyway."
As I said, absolutely nothing of interest. Bad news for crime in the Halo universe today. As the clever and inventive superhero Big Bruiser made great strides in catching the elusive SEAL gang by creating a device which would... Perhaps we'd better just let Big Bruiser describe it in his own words.
"Deliver strikes down laser matter objects by homing in on specific frequencies of ambient baryon carrier particle emissions, which those objects may or may not be emitting. As a result of their alien material nature."
"Ah, it's magic. Right, got it." Dateline 1656 at the Huntry Coos of Ned Seagoon in Nimfield in the County of Cussex. A state of medical emergency was declared as two people who were visiting Ned Seagoon were found to be victims of the dreaded Nadger Plague. Ned Seagoon explains,
"Hey listeners, at that moment the two men turned to go to their room and I observed the seats of their trousers were burned out. I knew that sign only too well. It meant... that these men were stricken with the dreaded Nadja plague.
Run for it! The Nadjas! The plague!
For an explanation of the explanation, we go to BBC announcer Wallace Greenslade.
Listeners will no doubt be puzzled at Seagoon's terror on seeing a pair of burnt-out trouser seats. To find the explanation, I will insert another colored lantern slide which shows the good people of Ninfield assembled in the Corn Exchange.
Yes, I realize that does not answer the question at all, but since we are running short on time, it will have to do. This has just been handed to me. Hitch, stall for time. We're out of stories and have 4 minutes left to fill. And now a word from our sponsor.
Hello, amigo. I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say it. Bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie. Any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
At Intense Comics this morning, cartoonists Oren Otter and Ayla Duve announced the creation of a new comic which would be added to the Pandora lineup. We now go live to the... We now go pre-recorded to the press conference.
Owing to the popularity of Rock in a Hard Place, we've decided to fill the vacant spot in our lineup with another cut-and-paste comic strip. Here's my partner, Mr. Ayla Duve. Ayla, come on over. I was just about to make the announcement.
Announcement?
Using art gathered from all over the internet, we've created a magical land of clip art, and the main characters will be a trio consisting of Blop of Mustard, the Goodyear Blimp, and Sigmund Freud.
How much coffee have you had today?
Coffee? Just one cup, you know, the great, great big cup about the size of a small child.
Right. So, you're making a comic strip?
We're making a comic strip.
Well, hang on, how many does that make now?
What day is it?
Today's Monday, yesterday was Sunday, so tomorrow's Tuesday, and that should tell you where you are in the script. At least that's where I told Groucho Marx he was in the script.
Too many then.
Just a bit.
Should we scrap it and do something else?
Please.
Yeah, okay. Never mind.
News! It's news. In related news. I'm not doing anything. In related news, cartoonists Oren Otter and Ayla Duve of Intense Comics.
Yeah, now you know why it's called Intense Comics. It's intense because they threw us out of the building.
After a large pot of decaffeinated coffee, announced the production of another new comic strip.
Owing to the popularity of Otter Island, we've decided to fill the vacant spot in our lineup with another fantasy comic strip. Yeah, that's the ticket. And, using art that we did ourselves, honest, the main characters are going to be a tree spirit named Banzai and a squirrel named Yaki. And it'll be called Banzai Yaki. Isn't that neat? Well, isn't it?
This has been Webcomic News with Anchorman, Hitch, and McGetalong.
Fuzzy Butt.
Hmm? What?
The show's over. Do the dee 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 things.